Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
With new Tato Cheez-a-Cheese. The big cheese flavour that will melt in your mouth.
Equally brand supported. Thank you very much, Tato Cheez-a-Cheese.
You're just hoovering them all up right now. He's on fire.
Lads, so yesterday we were talking about the incredible story about how a Hoover commercial, a radio commercial and TV commercial for Hoover back in, I presume it was the 60s or 70s, 70s maybe, got Brian Johnson into AC/DC. Late 70s it was, yeah. But it got me thinking about other celebrities who either got their breaks or just were in ads, particularly singing in ads. So the first one I wanted to play for you is this ad for Seagram's Wine Cooler. I don't know.
Heavy fella, look here. Seagram's Wine Cooler.
It's a guy, a very famous guy, and his friends are all on the porch, and he walks out with one of these wine coolers. It looks like a beer, but it's obviously a wine cooler in his hand, and he sings the song. They all join in. They all have guitars. They all have mouth organs, and then he goes over and sings it to the dog. It's all very American. But who is he? Some of the guesses coming in on 087-4112. Bob Geldof? No. John Bon Jovi? Does sound a little bit like John Bon Jovi. Elvis Costello? Billy Idol? A couple of guesses. Anyone in here? You said Jamie Foxx earlier, Dermot.
Yeah. Is he black or is he white?
Yeah, white guy.
An actor.
Very famous Hollywood actor now. Tell you, a couple of you got it right. Edward Martin and Dundalk and Gareth Fitzpatrick and Lucan both got it right. That is
Ben Affleck.
No, Mr. Bruce Willis.
Heavy fella, look here. Seagulls, 41 cooler seagulls.
He sang the theme tune to Moonlighting and then did that whole Under the Boardwalk. He was a singer guy as well.
I never knew any of that.
There you go. There's more Bruce Willis trivia for you.
It's a catchy tune.
It is a catchy tune.
Boardwalk.
No.
Seagram's Wine Cooler.
Yeah, you should re-release that one.
Obviously, a lot of people have been famously in Coca-Cola ads, but I think this might be the laziest one that was ever done. They went, hey, what's the number one song? Get that guy.
Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed.
Like, it doesn't even fit very well, but that's Tom Jones. It's not unusual that Tom Jones doing a Coke ad back in the 60s.
At the time, that song was probably a hit, and they went,
such a huge hit.
This is what we need to tap into. This guy, the demographics, it's really working.
Everything.
So probably if it was the equivalent now, what would Coke be crowbarring their product into?
Jason Derulo on TikTok.
Yes.
100%.
Coca-Cola, yeah. Works.
This one, there's two ads here. I'll just do the first. The first one is for Band-Aids. It's three guys singing in the shower, so it'll be a bit tough to identify the one famous guy. Oh no, you can't hear it because I didn't press the right button. Hang on, this one.
I am stuck on Band-Aid bread because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Stuck on Band-Aids because Band-Aids stuck on me. It's John Travolta in the shower in a locker room with two other guys. Just a couple of guys being dudes.
Talking about their plasters.
They're all putting their plasters on their arms.
What happened to them? Why were they on their plasters?
Don't know. They just hurt themselves on the sports field. Just a couple of guys being dudes at sports. And then they just had Band-Aids singing in the showers. You will recognize this one because he's just talking.
Big news from Brown's Chicken. While we've always cooked our chicken in cholesterol-free cottonseed oil, we now have cholesterol-free batter, too.
Emer, raise your head.
Is that Tom Cruise?
No.
So our chicken is cooked completely cholesterol-free. And it tastes...
Ryan Reynolds.
Steve Carell.
Oh.
Just as great as always. We figured a lot of people would like our new healthier way of cooking, but quite frankly, the response has been better than we'd anticipated.
Sounds like he was selling chicken on a roundabout in traffic.
No, that's actually exactly what it was, because the joke was that it was quite windy and he put up a sign that said cholesterol-free chicken, which seemed like a strange thing to be advertising anyway. And it's called Brown's Chicken in the 80s. But the cholesterol and chicken bit blew off in the wind and it just said Brown's Chicken, free. And the joke was that everyone was good. Yeah, you get it. Okay, finally, identify this child who then became one of the biggest actors of all time.
This is a chunk of super soft bubble yo bubblegum. This is a loud thumping tube humping boombox. Both are known for blast. But warm the yum is the fun that never blows out. Big mouth busting bubble yum keeps it popping.
Any ideas?
So, if he's talking about boom boxes, it's the 80s, which puts him at about sort of 40s, early 50s, maybe.
Oh, no. I dial it. He was a child in the mid. I dial it back a bit.
Okay.
I must check now how old he is while we're talking. Go on. Emer thinks she knows.
I think I know. Would he be most famously seen on a boat?
Yes, massively so.
On a plywood thing outside a boat.
You've got it.
Is it Leonardo DiCaprio?
It is Leonardo. That is Leonardo DiCaprio in a bubble yum ad as a kid.
This is a chunk of super soft bubble yum bubblegum. This is a loud thumping, tune pumping boombox. Both are known for blast.
How did you guess that from that?
I really love Leonardo DiCaprio. And I certainly did when I was younger.
And he is 46 years old. A great age to be, Leo, I must say. A perfect age at this point, I would suggest.
Still in your prime.
Ah,
same as Leo.
Mid-40s.
He'd be still in that ad if you played the cards right.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.